Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back, those of you just joining us. We are back. We will be back on Monday. We got the Texans game against the Colts. We got Rockets basketball to talk. We got college football. Anything that you want to talk about, you are more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776. All right. Let's take a look at the. I want to take a look at the matchups, and I want to ask you a question. Are the Texans out of the 3 o'clock Saturday playoff time slot?
Whew. No, I just seem to live there.
At this point.
But there's no KC.
They're traveling to where?
To Baltimore or Pittsburgh?
The worst division winner versus the Texans? I don't know that they're out of it.
Are the Texans, though, now more attractive than the 3 o'clock? Listen, Carolina's in the playoffs. Carolina or Tampa, depending on what Atlanta does. So if Atlanta wins, then Tampa's out. If Tampa beats Carolina and Atlanta loses to the Saints, then the Bucs can get in. Carolina in the postseason is by far the least attractive team, right?
Yes, by far.
By far.
It's not a big TV market at all.
Well, they're going to play San Francisco or Seattle.
I mean, I don't know.
Seattle and Carolina?
No.
Is that any kind of a game?
No, that stinks. That stinks. And your boy Baker Mayfield, have you seen how really rotten? You remember that game? Remember that show they had when Muttley and those guys, what was it called? The Really Rottens. They had, we used to watch it when we were kids, and there was three groups. There was somebody and then the Really Rottens. And that's what Baker Mayfield's in, the Really Rottens. They're 0-4 in their last four. Baker's lost. They've lost four in a row. He's thrown for in his last five, he's thrown for 194, 122, 277, 145. In the last game, he threw for 346 with two touchdowns, two interceptions. He's got seven touchdowns and five interceptions in his last five, and he's 1-4. Like, he has not played well. Baker has been a bit of an issue for that team.
They haven't won since November.
Yeah.
I mean, they blew it.
Like, they blew it.
They blew it. That's bad. So, okay, I think we already know the answer to this, because while the Texans were in the playoffs, the Chargers and Jaguars got a Saturday night game while the Texans had a Saturday day game, right? Or was that Jaguar game on a Sunday? Because we know the Texans were at 3 o'clock Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the Chargers blew the halftime lead? Jaguars came back.
Yeah, they were up 27-7 at the half, maybe, and they lost 31-30.
So that was even more attractive to the networks. Here's the problem. The problem is that CBS might have to have that 3 o'clock Saturday. And the Bills and Patriots is more attractive than the Texans, no matter who the Texans play. And the Chargers-Jaguars, is that more attractive than Texans-Ravens?
Well,
you got two quarterbacks that people like to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's Lamar Jackson. If it's the Ravens, I think it's going to be the Steelers. But if it's the Ravens,
You got Rodgers, immediate darling.
You have two quarterbacks there who have garnered a lot of TV recognition. I would have to think that would – I mean, Trevor Lawrence, you never know how people are going to look at the Golden Boy matchup of the – there's the rematch angle from that horrific fourth quarter that it was Trevor Lawrence came back against Justin Herbert, yep. Right? It was Jacksonville over. So you got that rematch angle. You got two blonde-haired little happy boys.
Happy boys.
Whatever that means. It just came to my mind. They might dig into that. But, no, I would think that Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson would trump that.
To answer your question, John, that was January 14, 2023. It was a Saturday night game.
Saturday night. So the Texans played at 3, and they played at 7. So they thought that game there was more attractive than the Texans. Who did the Texans play that year? Bills?
That was CJ's first playoff game, right?
Yeah, Bills?
No, Browns.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I think.
That was a...
No, that was the 2022 season going into 2023 year. So, CJ, so they weren't, they weren't in the playoffs.
Well, it was a 2023...
It was the 2022 season going into the new year, which was 2023. So they weren't in the playoffs that year.
Ah, so there you have it. The Chargers and Jaguars may be the 3 o'clock game. Maybe the 3 o'clock CBS game. I'm not sure if... I don't know, but because the Texans are always there at 3 o'clock, I guess that's CBS's slot. Or is it that the Texans are so unattractive that they always put them there, and then CBS has to deal with
them?
Well,
but they get a lot of national attention for their defense being...
This year now, yeah.
Yeah, so...
They're more attractive this year than they've ever been.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, you could have said the same thing last year. You had the media hype around C.J. Stroud, who had played in the college football playoffs.
Well, he had a bad year, though.
But he's still C.J. He was still rookie of the year.
No, not last year.
No, but last year he was coming off of a rookie.
Yeah, but we already knew who he was after the whole season.
Well, but they still had in the Kansas City. Well, the Kansas City game actually was what time was? When was the Kansas City game?
Well, that was the divisional round game.
Yeah.
They played the Chargers.
Played the Chargers at 3 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, that's not an exciting. I mean, the Chargers fan base. The Chargers don't draw. They don't draw good TV ratings on the West Coast.
And the Jags. The Chargers play the Jags. That's two fan bases that really suck. So. They should be the 3 o'clock game. That's all I'm saying.
I don't mind a 3 o'clock game,
so,
but I don't care when it's
we are.
I'm just glad to be there.
So we're officially just giving the Jags. They won't throw this game away. They won't choke on Sunday. We believe that. They will,
play?
They play the Titans.
No.
You believe
either way, they're in, though.
Yeah, but the Texans could still win the division.
Yeah, right.
It matters. No, I don't see them choking.
No, I don't
Titans
see it.
Titans have played better of late. Yeah. Cam Ward's played better, mm-hmm. so... I mean, you could give them a fighting chance, but I don't know. Jags have seemed pretty locked in. I've been waiting for that little pumpkin. I've been waiting for them to turn into a pumpkin, and it hasn't happened.
Well, we'll know early on Sunday. It's on a noon kickoff, so.
Yeah, Texans have to play it straight. I don't see Kamari Lassiter playing. He didn't participate in practice yesterday. I don't see him playing, although D'Amico said, like, that dude wants to be – I mean – D'Amico's favorite player on the whole team is easily Kamari Lassiter. I just don't. The way he speaks about him, I saw a video. He did the thing with Mark Vandermeer and Johnny Harris, and he's like, man,
He was laying on the ground in the Chargers game, and he said,
I'm playing. I'm not coming out. He goes, man, I love Kamari Lassiter. He said it.
Well, did you
see? He said, I literally love Kamari Lassiter.
Did you see Kirby Smart talking about him this week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or was it? Awesome. No. Maybe it was last year.
It was when he was coming out.
Yeah, when he was coming out.
It was actually before he was drafted.
Because he was playing in a game that wasn't a playoff game, and Kamari and his mother met with Kirby, and Kamari came back, and Kirby said, I feel like his mom said, no, don't play.
It was against his mom's best wishes.
Yeah, against his mom's wishes. He said, no, I'm playing. I want to play.
Yeah, I think it was the game where they demolished Florida State and ended that program.
Yes. Why you see? I mean, a hater.
I mean,
you
since
are
that
just
point,
a hater.
Look, since that point, when that team and that program and that the media surrounding them were all in their feelings because they didn't get into the 14 playoff because the committee said no, Jordan Travis, you're not in. They have never recovered.
Yeah,
it's been they have
you're
not.
Right,
recovered.
They really haven't.
All that whining they did, they have not recovered. Now they're stuck with Mike Norvell.
Speaking of not recovered, I saw a lot of people are really, really crushing Alabama today in that they didn't even show up. that they've lost all of their juice from the Saban era.
It feels like it.
It really does. When Cignetti was asked about, hey, did you tell your players, you know, that they're playing this Alabama team and not the historic, you know, it's not about the history of Alabama. And he goes, they don't know the history of Alabama. You do. They don't. They don't care. They're looking at this team on tape, and that's what they're – and boy,
on tape, it ain't scary. Alabama wasn't scary on tape. Like, to me, I strongly believed that Notre Dame was one of the – was probably the best team of all the teams to make it, you know, from a buy standpoint. And I thought Texas was up there too. For me, Alabama, by letter of the law, Alabama deserved to be in because they lost in an SEC championship game, and that's not supposed to count against you. However, if you stack them up according to how they had played this year, you know, we can have revisionist history if we want, but Miami wasn't really playing great football. I know they had played a couple, but over the last five games, second half of the season, Miami hadn't played great. But what they have, you're capable of winning with what they have. You have a dynamic playmaker, a tough running back who I have to go back and reevaluate him because I was kind of hard on Fletcher. You have a pretty good offensive line. You have an incredible defensive front. And then the whole key for me, and the reason I thought Ohio State would whack Miami is because of Carson Beck. Like, it's just a Carson Beck fade. And Carson Beck didn't screw up. If Carson Beck doesn't screw up, they could win a national championship. Now, he's going to have to make plays because Indiana is real. You have to put respect on Indiana. If you haven't yet, then you'll just – I don't know what it takes.
I mean, I will push back on they hadn't played well. I mean, the month of November after the loss to SMU, they dominated. Now the opponents weren't great, but, mm-hmm. you know, it was typical Miami. They had two – cold weather games in the season, people thought, well, they're going to blow one of these, and they didn't. They beat up on a bad Virginia Tech team. They beat up on Pittsburgh, much the way Notre Dame did.
And these games are all going to be in good weather.
Yeah, so they don't have to worry about that. We are one now. I'm not discounting Ole Miss. I saw what they did last night. We're one game away from Miami getting to relive something that they used to do all the time, play a home game for the national title. The game's at Hard Rock Stadium.
Mm.
If you remember back in the 80s and the 90s, they played a lot of Orange Bowls against teams from the North.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I'm actually more – I think I'm a little more interested in that game than Indiana versus
expect Indiana to run through Oregon, right?
Kind of, yeah. I'm not a Dante Moore guy. So
did you see what ESPN, their rankings, the quarterback rankings for the draft?
Hmm.
Dante Moore 1, Mendoza 2 – Simpson 3. Dante Moore over Mendoza?
Are we
watching the same thing?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going Mendoza 1 and probably Trinidad Chambliss 2.
Well, Trinidad Chambliss is going to LSU, and I can't wait.
Is he?
Yeah.
Year is he? He could still declare for the draft.
Why
the guy has been, he's played forever. Does he even have any time left?
He was in...
He was at Ferris State. He's 23 years old.
That's all right.
He turns 24 next year. Now, he could, but if he's a first-round quarterback, he'll come out.
Yeah, probably, but Lane's probably going to pay him more.
Well, so Lacy is – I think Lacy's gone, and Lacy's so good. Holy
Man.
Crap,
yeah,
is
he's good.
But I would expect Lacy to be an LSU Tiger. Like, Ole Miss is going to be devastated. And how about the fact that Lane is cheering harder than anybody because he gets paid for these wins? LSU's got to pay him for these Ole Miss wins.
And the coaches, you know.
Pete Golding did a good job, and Charlie Weiss.
He sure did.
I thought Georgia, what a dumb move. I don't know if it's a zero blitz, but they were just singled up on the outside in press coverage.
Third and five. Why are you?
There's no timeouts. Keep it in front of you.
What about for it on fourth down? How stupid was that?
Going for it, they didn't call a timeout after the long completion
to
save clock.
Almost 10 minutes left in the game, and they're going
for it. Down by three at the time.
Yeah, down three.
Going for it. They faked a punt. That was good.
Well, that was
the one they got.
They got it, but it was from their own 20-something yard line.
And then they went for it again, and the tackle didn't know what to do. I don't.
God, 57. He let Perkins go right by him and kill his on fourth down.
Oh, that was bad. But so was who was the game before it? Was it Texas Tech or no? Who was it on fourth down where the tackle crashed into the guard.
It was just like the Alabama play. It was just like Oregon.
Yeah, it was just like that.
Nine came off the edge unblocked and laid one on Morton, speaking of guys who did not play well, Perrin Morton,
Yeah, I got, I got to tell you, if I'm Trinidad Chambliss, I'm probably leaving after this year.
Well, he doesn't have eligibility.
Okay.
Now, he's seeking a waiver to play one more year.
He won the JUCO guy.
But at the moment, he does not have any eligibility left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to strike while the iron's hot anyway. I mean, he looks really good. Dante Moore doesn't look that good. It's a bad quarterback year, any way you look at it. Yeah. Ty Simpson,
Hey.
Ain't no good. Ty Simpson ain't coming out.
No, Ty Simpson looks
terrible. Or he shouldn't, at least.
It's a bad year. Mendoza looks really, really good. Mendoza looks like he can play. All right, we got to pick a contestant who wants to play in an hour. Okay, at exactly, let's say 8:30. At exactly 8:30, you call in 713-780-3776. You're caller number two, and you will play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. And you have 1 hour to get ready for it because it's going to be at 9:30. 713-780-3776 at exactly 8:30. You got an hour to get five games ready. Probably get more ready in case Justin takes one of yours. But you got a chance to win the limo ride there and back plus four tickets to a big game. And Justin will provide that if you can beat the Warehouse Live Guy. 8:30 right here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's go get in. We're back. Back here today, back here on Monday, and then the rest of the week. I do have to take one day next week off, boys, so I'll let you know about that. But we are here for the most part now, starting our new year with Texans playoffs. You know the Rockets do not have 2 days off in a row until January 24th.
Well, I mean, that's that stupid schedule they had. You know, they had 5 days off between games before, and now they got to make it up.
Yeah, right. They played the first, like, 3 weeks of the season or more, maybe the first month of the season. They had played fewer games than anybody. And now they have a stretch of a month and a half where they don't have 2 days off. And for an older team, which they are now, they're not a younger team still. They're a little bit older now. We talked about Ime and his rotations. Yesterday against Brooklyn, he was 10 deep into the game in the second quarter. It wasn't like these guys were coming off the bench. He was 10. Jay Sean Tate got meaningful minutes in the second quarter. This was, you know, and now that, you know, Finney Mixon is back, okay, that's nice.
We can't say Joe Mixon anymore. Now there's, I mean, I don't even want to say the other thing. There's, I don't even know if it's conspiracy theories about Joe, but, you know, I don't know. There's just concerned that he never plays football again. So
yeah. Finney Smith is there, which is nice. You know, you still got Okogie on the floor. You got Holiday on the floor. You got Reed Shepard on the floor.
Are you okay with Finney Smith taking Okogie's minutes? Or I don't know that I'm a big Finney Smith guy right now.
Yeah,
with Tari back and Okogie, like, I kind of liked what we had before.
Yeah, I mean,
when Tari plays,
I'll tell you this: how about Tari starting? I think because Tari, you know, Tari didn't sign his contract. You know, he didn't want to you know, he's been bitching about not being a starter. That he started last night, you know, was pretty interesting to see whether or not they're going to placate him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he feels like he's a top 100 player in the league. And if the Rockets don't start respecting him a little bit more, maybe, then he doesn't want to be here. We'll see. They really like him. I know that they really like him.
We all love it, but that's a no-win situation. Right. Like, he's not going to be a Rocket. It's impossible. He wants to play more. He wants to start. He wants more money, all that stuff. He's also got a history with injuries.
That's true. And now, playing every other day, I mean, you know, when do you play Steven Adams? You know, when, you know, I mean, how are you going to, I mean, it's like you're playing every single day. You've got two back-to-backs during this stretch, too,
true,
where you only have 2 days off. You're going to play three games in 4 days twice during this stretch. I mean, it's crazy. Let's get Gary in here. He wants to talk about this Miami team. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Gary. Hey, guys. I'm a big LSU fan. But anyway, so I'm originally from Louisiana. But I ask you, John and Lance, if you can go back like you do sometimes and replay the onslaught and the attack on Dale last week. Let me finish. I mean, I had never, now sometimes Lance does in a sarcastic way, but I had never heard you, John. It was borderline personal.
Yeah,
and you had to apologize to people. Mm-hmm. And then so we're sarcastically hinting at when success comes around, it typically happens like that. They start tearing you down and go like that. I mean, it felt like Dale was a DEI high. And I'm like, y'all were going hard. So just if you play that for your audience, and they'll know where I'm coming from. John, you were hitting below. You were really personal.
Yeah.
It was sarcastic. I mean, we're quick with it. We understand personal. We heard that he had a sarcasm.
It's personal.
But it wasn't just about winning and losing at that time. You got really pissed off. Well, and you owe an apology for him and to us. And Dale, you're not a DEI.
Yeah.
Well,
Dale, is this Dale's answer to the phone?
I
right
never
now,
said but, he was a DEI hire. I just
well,
I
he
did
said
say
you
he's not. He's not a great fan.
No,
he's not a good fan of.
And
his team.
If he was, you helped bring him back, John. Which
yeah.
is, you've got some. You know, you got.
Well, listen, I do get personal with Dale because I just feel like he's a bad person. That's all.
You're not doing any. Like, you're not smoothing things over like Gary wants you to do.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it. If Dell's a bad person, he's a bad person. Of the three of us, Dell loses on, he's the worst person. Oh, he wins the worst person award. I mean, it's been this way forever.
Dale, listen, what Gary said, you owe Dell an apology and us. Now, who is us?
I don't know what the us
is.
Entailed.
It listeners?
Maybe the listeners, he thought you your barrage on me was an attack on the listeners as well? The people with common sense out there?
Mm-hmm. No, well, listen, if anybody really likes, well, I'm with Twitch on you, okay? I'm with Twitch.
It's fine.
I mean, I think we know where Twitch stands with you,
great.
And I stand with Twitch.
You well, get personal.
Those are good people to stand with, I tell you.
So you did get and I'm glad Gary recognized that. Yeah. You do get personal with Dale.
I did get personal, and it didn't rightfully
look,
so.
Look,
is an
I
apology
stand by
coming?
What I said. No, of course not. I stand by what I said at the time. John and his opinions on any team and how you should feel about them are void. Null and void because he goes with the flow. If LSU loses the game, he's like, you know what? It's still a party
his
right
Tigers
afterwards. I don't care.
And his Aggies like, are not in the final four.
Oh, when
four.
Miami Understood. Loses, he, every time Miami loses, he goes, yeah, I knew they were going to lose.
You
know,
so
we got Mario Cristobal.
I knew.
Uh-huh.
I can be right. I can
well,
be right.
That's what, that's
hurt.
All. I mean, you do the same thing. You go, oh, well, I knew it.
But you go with the flow. Like, but you don't. I still hurt when they lose.
Oh, no.
You don't care if LSU loses or not.
No, I do care.
For an hour or so, I feel bad.
You're wrong about that.
Life. Fine,
you're
whatever.
Wrong. I do care.
You fluctuate. You root for this team because you got
I
a buddy.
I root for a lot of teams.
Yeah, exactly. That's why anything you say doesn't mean anything.
Why? Because I've got associations with
exactly.
those teams.
Exactly. You allow people who you are friends with.
Speaking
to
of which.
Be, to, and that changes who you root for. I'm not like that. I'm a real fan.
No, it doesn't. No.
John's a T-shirt
listen,
fan.
Those aren't my.
He's
those
the epitome
no.
of a T-shirt
well, it's
fan.
It's actually a friend. It's a
Polo,
friend
fine,
fan.
Golf
shirt.
I'm a friend.
What's your childhood college football team?
I root. Listen. I root for teams that I have
team,
friends.
John?
Why wouldn't I not
What's
root for friends?
What's your childhood college football team?
My childhood college football team
was Notre
Dame. Which
is what most people root for as they grow older.
Was Notre Dame.
And do you root for Notre Dame?
You didn't
no, but
even
I like
root
Notre
for them
Dame.
To make the playoffs.
Listen, I don't root for any of my teams. I rooted for all Chicago teams, and I don't root for any of them anymore. So, I mean, that's I root for Houston team.
Look, I don't care how you root for your team. I never respect you on anything, so I respect you on this. I'm not going to listen to you attack me when your rooting interests vary depending
you're just
on
a terrible
which
fan
gives which friend gives you a shirt. I know people, Texas people who go to Texas and other universities.
It's not about getting a shirt. They're my friends, so I root for them.
Good for them. I don't care. I don't care what my friend was doing. I got cousins who went to Florida or root for Florida State. I hate that school. It doesn't matter.
They root for Florida State. They don't coach them.
And they love them.
Or play for them.
So what if your friend coaches for the team? I don't care. That you and Dana and your love affair is fine.
No. Hey, by the way.
Matters more because I have emotional scars.
By the way. Speaking of which, big ups to Summy, the new Gamblers coach. How about that?
I'm expecting a call any day to be his GM.
I thought we were giving big ups to that Nebraska team that Dana coordinates for what they did over the weekend.
They didn't do...
No big ups, huh?
No. Well, no, they lost.
The Matt Rule. Ooh-wee, you guys have a great combo. You with Dana and Lance with Matt Rule. Good on you guys.
Well, Matt does not exactly a friend of mine.
Or for backing that school.
Yeah, I thought Matt Rule would get it done.
Congratulations on that thought.
Well, he might. They got another winning season.
Great.
I mean, you're giving up on
winning season in college football?
Great.
Yeah.
You have to try hard not to have a winning season in college football.
There's a lot of teams that don't have winning seasons.
You get like three games that should
Nebraska,
be layups.
That's what they've. That's what they.
That's where they are now. Seven wins.
Winning seasons is what.
Seven
you can
wins
back,
is
bank
the
on.
Bar.
Hey,
seven wins is not the bar, Brian.
You don't. Hey, it's a tough job. Well, that said, not everybody's Kurt Cignetti. Not everybody's Kurt Cignetti.
Dude, that dude wins everywhere he's been. Did right. you see he was wearing a three-quarter zip with no T-shirt underneath
it? Yeah, like, I saw that.
Chest hair coming out. Like, this guy's he's wired way differently. The look he had on his face when they were going to go for it on fourth down and then they faked it.
Oh, he
and,
was.
And they were going to fake
that, his face called, was like that the whole game,
though. He called
though.
Timeout and he had that little smirk. He almost had a little smirk developing. And when they called timeout, then they came back out, and he had to call timeout, I guess, because he's like, wait, they're going for it. Then Alabama came back out, went for it, didn't get it. And did you see when the video where Pat McAfee's standing on the sideline and they're waiting for them to come out? You know, he's on the sideline, and the camera's going past McAfee into the distance, and it's Indiana, and Cignetti's right there, and he turns to Pat McAfee, shoots a little finger pistol like move, like, and then it's just he just looks, and he's probably 40 yards away, hits him with a little finger pistol, and then runs out on the field. And my dad's like, he's kind of an arrogant guy. I said, yeah, I think that's part of his secret is he knows he's good. Isn't that half the battle if you're going to win at Indiana is you can't think you're Indiana? You got to be like, we're not Indiana football. We're Indiana. We're the same as a basketball team. We've got
right.
There's no reason we can't win a championship here.
He's great. Cignetti is changing college football.
And I will say and the portal gives Indiana a chance to be successful because you're probably not going to recruit the type of players that you develop over 4 years to win championships there. You know, getting Mendoza in has been huge. Three of their offensive linemen are portal guys, including their center.
You got to make the right portal decisions.
Yeah,
right?
That's the whole key.
That's the key.
The talk about portal, there's a lot of money-hungry guys who don't love ball who come in. And then you have dudes who, like, are legit. Like Marcus Golden was a great example of. Marcus Golden came in and played his ass off. Isaiah Bond, totally different guy. Mm-hmm. And Bond actually has more talent than Golden, but Golden is the dude who's a real dude that everyone loved when he went from U of H over. Matthew Golden. What'd I call him?
Marcus.
Oh, Marcus Golden's a pass rusher that hates me from because my scouting report on him. I watched A.J. Halsey yesterday, safety for LSU, who came from U of H. Who can he play?
Well, yeah, U of H lost a couple guys. Keontae Scott, the guy with the pick six, was going to go to the Cougs until Miami hired away they're one of their DB coaches, so at least the Cougs have a good eye for talent. Just so happens.
Yeah.
Hard to retain it.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. There's my apology, Gary. How did you like it?
He was never going to apologize, Gary. Just realize and take comfort in how wrong he is and how wrong he'll continue to be.
Time to talk a little Underdog.
So Underdog Fantasy, this is your opportunity now to get in on Saturday and Sunday's action from a pro football standpoint. You're going to look at the stats for the players, and you're going to say higher or lower. Now, I will tell you that the inclination for most people is to go higher. But how many of these games have we seen that are lower scoring games? So what you have to look for, to me, are players who have contract stipulations where they get bonuses for certain statistic performances. Look for those, because teams like to help and play callers like to help those offensive players get to those marks. Go higher on those marks with those players. Just do a little research there. Then you have the teams who have checked out who just are want to get to the, you know, who just want to get to their vacation. Why don't you go lower on some of their statistics? So there's a little philosophical advantage for you when you're looking for your hires and lowers. And to play the Pick'em Challenge, where you can win up to 5,000 times your original play, all you have to do is download the Underdog Fantasy app and use promo code Lance on your first deposit. You're going to get $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5 fantasy entry on Underdog Fantasy. It's that simple. You can also pick teams to win this year as well and mix that in with your statistic picks. So there's so much more to choose from, a lot of different ways to win money. All you got to do is play along with the games you're watching, and it becomes that much more fun. Download Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predict. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. For more information, visit Nadex.com/rules and UnderdogFantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term pick refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. ESPN 975-713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, if you haven't heard us talk about Tatsuya Imai is now a Houston Astro. And so I saw a rotation. It goes Hunter Brown, Eric Geddy, Lance McCullers, Mike Burrows.
We're still doing Lance McCullers. Wow.
Lance McCullers third, Mike Burrows, and then Tatsuya Imai.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's how it plays out.
Okay.
What would your rotation be right now?
Are we putting a hero? The hero doesn't get a shot to Jason Alexander to re-earn his positioning?
J.P. France is going to be back, right?
Uh-huh.
Is Lance McCullers?
I thought Jason Alexander actually pitched well enough to compete for a fifth spot. Fourth or fifth spot in camp. I wouldn't rule him out. You didn't mention him. And J.P. France shouldn't be ruled out either. Yeah, I'm glad you brought him up.
I mean, he's been a while. J.P.'s been gone.
Well, yeah, this year.
Yeah, but he was gone. Did he pitch at all last year?
Did he pitch at all? Who? JP, yeah, he came back for a little bit. Ineffective.
JT. Oh yeah, he did. He came back for two games. That's right.
Yeah.
You got Wisniewski.
Well, I see.
Oh, Christian Javier.
Oh yeah, that's kind of a big one.
I mean, and I thought Brandon Walter was really, really good.
Yeah, Brandon Walter did pitch well. It's actually J.P. France pitched four innings, gave up two hits, walked two, struck out five. Actually, he did okay last year. Pitched four innings, two hits. I mean, he had almost no. And did he get hurt again? Is that what it was? Or did he just come back at the end of the season?
I mean, the list that I saw didn't even have Christian Javier in. Christian Javier's in the rotation.
Yeah.
I mean, but listen, Burrow's going to be in the rotation. Mike Burrows is. We saw him last year. He's pretty freaking good. And with the Astros organization,
Imai, Burrows, and not Udoka. Imai, Burrows, the two new ones. Christian Javier, the return, J.P. France, Jason Alexander, Lance McCullers, Hunter Brown, Spencer Arrighetti. So there's eight guys right there. Or are we missing somebody? Oh, and who was it you just said? Brandon Walter, right? So
yeah, I don't think Walter's going to be ready, though.
Okay, so there's eight. There's eight guys looking for five, and that's if there's nobody else in free agency. You know, that's if there's no more free agent additions. And we don't know of any minor league pitchers that look like they're on the cusp. So I would say those are the eight who are hoping to become five. You know, on paper it looks okay, but McCullers, Javier, France, there's deep injury histories and concerns with those guys. Well, it's more new for France, but we really haven't seen Javier being an effective pitcher since 2022. So, I mean, that's 3 years, John.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 years since Javier was really good. Like, that's a little scary.
Is it Lance McCullers in the bullpen, or is it Javier?
No, I think it has to be Lance McCullers. I mean, is Javier going to become a bullpen pitcher?
I don't know.
I don't, you know, does he throw hard enough for what they like? He's not a 90, say he doesn't work at 96, 97.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be interesting. And whether or not Lance McCullers can go to the bullpen and his arm bounces back. I mean, it's the same with Christian Javier.
I mean, you're honestly, Christian Javier is your key to having a good year.
You think so?
Yeah, because Christian Javier before is a Cy Young candidate. If you have him get back to form along with Hunter Brown, and then you got Spencer Arrighetti who has some stuff. You know, he's got some stuff, and Imai has got some stuff to him. He throws 95 to 97.
What they love about him is the swing and miss.
Yeah. I mean, but you got to have that big-time number two, and I don't see a big-time number two on that roster unless it's Javier, because Javier was a potential number one. But, man, 3 years removed from that, like, it's hard to just plug him in somewhere and think he's going to be fine. Is this arm damage? Is this permanent? Are we just not going to get the same guy back?
Yeah. What about Blue Ball?
What's that?
What about Blue Ball?
What about Blue Ball? Why didn't we mention him? That guy was the cat's caboose.
Cat's meow.
At the end of the cat's meow. I was going to say the cat's.
What?
The cat's app? Cat's breast.
Oh.
But I was going to say the T word, so I shouldn't say
oh,
that.
Oh, don't.
No, you haven't learned. How long have you been doing this? That you probably shouldn't say the T word?
No, I didn't say it.
Yeah, but
that's why I said caboose.
You even
and it was alliteration.
So
cats
you
caboose.
Went from the T word, which you know you can't say, to caboose?
Yeah, cat's caboose. It's alliteration.
That's not a thing, though.
No, it's not.
The
it's
cat's caboose
meow.
Is not a thing.
Something.
Yeah, the cat's meow is fine.
The cat's meow is old. We've got all these old white people. How
and
about there's some
the
new white people saying
he is new that the kids like to hear?
No, that's why
about?
I went cat's caboose.
The kids
that's the new thing that I made up.
That's not a thing.
They can pick up. Well, bees in her bonnet, burr under the saddle. What? These are all from like the 20s and
30s. Why do you think cat's caboose?
We need
caboose?
Some new white people stuff like, well, there is the cat's caboose.
Look, what you haven't learned is the white kids aren't looking for older white people to give them stuff to say.
At all. They're
what
not even looking
about?
For you to tell them what to do,
no.
Even if you're their parent.
There's some black friend that they know, and they'll steal what that kid says and then
yes.
say it. What are you talking about? The cat's caboose.
6'7", shut up.
Those are your kids.
Or you're out of my house.
Here's what Brian McTaggart says. Astros rotation options for this year. Hunter Brown, Tatsuya Imai, Christian Javier, Spencer Arrighetti, Lance McCullers Jr., Mike Burrows, Jason Alexander, J.P. France, Nate Pearson, Ryan Weiss, A.J. Blueball, Colton Gordon, Ronel Blanco in July or August, Hayden Wisniewski in July or August. Did Brandon Walter die? Where's Brandon Walter? Where is he? Because I really
no,
like
no one
him.
Takes him seriously because he was a
– He was great.
He was part of the MASH unit. He was part of that triage unit that came in and were saving their seasons. But I think that guys like Blueball and Brandon Walter, I think they deserve a little respect, and they deserve consideration in the spring. Like, it's an uphill battle for them, but, yeah, why not? Jason Alexander, Blueball, B-Dubs, that's what we're calling them now, B-Dubs. They all deserve their shot. They deserve a shot too. Everything should be up for grabs. Honestly, I haven't seen it like this in a long time. Where you want to talk about meritocracy, you just got to get your best arms in there.
Yeah.
You can't, like Lance McCullers, I know he's got a big paycheck and all that, but he has not done enough and has not been healthy enough. Christian Javier has not been healthy enough that you should just plug them in. You know, you got to pay him regardless. So, by the way, 5-star's coming up in just a little bit.
And then we got a contestant for Beat the Warehouse Live Guy.
We do. He's okay. All set for 9:30.
We are set for 9:30. Let's go. I am set because at one point I sold my car to John Clay Wolf. And, well, it didn't set me up for life, but it sure was a lot more than I thought I was going to get for it. Frankie was playing bumper cars with her car that we sold John Clay Wolf. And I was like, holy crap. I didn't get anywhere else the offer that I got from John Clay Wolf. So you know what I did? I took the offer from John Clay Wolf because it was more. He's America's best car buyer. He gives you more for your vehicle. It's a must. It's a must that if you're going to sell your car that you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com because he sets the market. Okay? You walk into any other place knowing what you can get from John Clay Wolf. It is ridiculous for you to not use John Clay Wolf, to not get John Clay Wolf's offer because you're just leaving money on the table. So if you're going to sell your car, it literally takes just minutes. You go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, you put in your license plate number or your VIN number, and you go from there. GiveMeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer for a reason because he pays you more. He will pay you more at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.